Just a minute, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
George.
Yes, Mr. President.
I got Bill Wirtz and Bill Moyers in my next room. I came in my little room. I just talked to Joe Byrne. I'm not going to talk to anybody else but you and Joe Byrne. The Kennedys have got a deal with Griffin and Joe Clark, and they're demanding that I recommend the 60-60-60 thing, so that when I make a recommendation about a month before the election, September, October, I'll have to make one about the 1st of October, then a Democratic president will be breaking a strike, and every Republican congressman can say I'm doing like Harry Truman did when he drafted the railroad workers. Bill Wirtz said, we're not going to recommend that. We cannot find that just because rich people traveling between New York, Honolulu, New York, Miami, that it's a national emergency. It doesn't affect defense. Defense has been improved because they're using the planes that used to haul orchids to haul soldiers. And we can't say it affects health and welfare because it doesn't. It delays the mail a little bit and it inconveniences people and they have to ride a slow train. But they're rich and the airlines have speeded up their travel, but it doesn't stop it. This just slows it down. He said, I'm not going to recommend at this stage. I want to try to see if there's some other solution that Seymour can find to his men. Yeah. Talked to Joe Byrne. He said he's terribly disturbed. He just turned loose all of his men on the labor committee. Because he says if you can hold that 30,000 men that are just hauling wealthy people can afford to travel by jet, constitute a national emergency, that he's got no chance for no use of him having a strike vote, yeah. Because his people tie up the communications of the nation affecting defense, and you'll have to have a law every time you have two men get their nose out of joint, and that he thinks it would be disastrous to have the Griffin one, and he thinks it's bad to have any, and if they're going to have any, they ought to have 150-180 days so he can get his over with, and General Electric can get theirs over with, American Airlines can get theirs over with, and the main thing, get the election over with. But Bobby wants to put me on the spot, and Griffin wants to put me on the spot, and there we are. Now, Wirtz has finished testifying and told him that he would not recommend anything as of now. It might get worse tomorrow, or next day, or next day. They're demanding that we get on record. We think that somebody really ought to raise unshirted hell on this business of drafting men who don't want to work and say that that's the way to promote absenteeism, that you got a fine record in defense, that's the way to promote hatred, that's the way to promote bitterness, to try to lead a horse to water, you can lead him, but you can't make him drink.
Has Wirtz testified?
Yes, he's testified, and he testified that he would not recommend anything as of now.
Then I'll get our people on Bobby and...
You better get every force you've got...
And everybody else, son.
You better get every force you've got on everybody from Griffin to Javits to the two Kennedys to... And say to them that this not so bad here, 35,000, this just... everybody knows there's no emergency because just rich people traveling, but if they... Communications has got a vote coming August the 20th, and you've got the General Electric, and if they're going to pass a law every time you strike, you're in a hell of a shape. And you certainly would have to pass a law for the defense establishment, Joe Byrne said, if you pass one for orchids in Honolulu.
Yeah. I'll get our people busy on the Kennedy boys and on Clark and everybody else.
Every member of that labor committee, there's 10 of them, and that's and just tell them that your position is that there oughtn't to be any bill. If they have to have one, Morris's bill, 180 days, gives you a chance to get the electrical thing out of the way and the communications thing out of the way and the election out of the way.
They can't favor Morris's bill, but they sure can be against Bobby's bill.
That's right, but if they have to put some, it's better to get it all over till next year.
That's right.
Okay. Now, you tell whoever you tell B. Miller and Kirkland, check in with Bill Wirtz or Larry O'Brien. I guess Larry's the best.
Okay.
Fine. Tell them tonight now, because we won't know how we stand.
I'll get them as soon as I can.
Right. What are you going to tell them, George?
I'm going to tell them to get after Bobby Kennedy, to get after Joe Clark, Teddy Kennedy, and Pell and everybody else in that committee, and tell them we're against that bill. And if they're friends of ours, they won't be for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.